So, in this last half hour here together, I'd like to offer a few reflections, and then we'll do some loving kindness meditation together, and then have a very short closing circle. So you made it through the whole day. Thank you for being here today. I don't take it lightly that people dedicate themselves to this practice. It's a very beautiful thing to do for yourself, for your heart, for the people in your life, for the world. It's quite a gift. So today we were exploring mindfulness, sati, lucid awareness. And how you might notice any little glimpses of calm or tranquility or contentment arising, stability or settledness arising, samadhi, investigation or appreciative interest of how things unfold in your practice, and the energy that appreciative interest can bring. So this interest in the relationship between things I talked about a little bit last time is one way that can take form, is noticing conditionality. Conditionality of particles starts the filter system that just went off. You can leave it on, Carol, please. Okay. It's natural. It will go away when the particles decrease. But that's an example of one thing arises, particulate matter in the room, and another thing arises, sound, sound of filtration. If this arises, that arises. If this ceases, that ceases. And the reason I'm talking about this is noticing the relationship between things is a form of wisdom. It helps to cultivate more wisdom, and it itself is an expression of wisdom. And this is meaningful in of itself. It's also meaningful because wisdom can be applied to a very important kind of simple compass in our minds and hearts and lives. And that is this leading towards greater benefit, skillfulness in my life? Or is it leading to more suffering in my life? It's very simple. The Buddha, the Pali for this is kusala or skillful, and akusala, not skillful. Wholesome and unwholesome is another language you might hear sometimes. So, this simple compass helps guide our minds and our hearts to more freedom, more ease, more happiness, and not just a momentary happiness, but a deep, abiding happiness. So the means here echo the ends a lot of the time. It might seem counterintuitive, but maybe some of you have noticed that pushing away suffering will often just make it come back harder. But turning to meet it, looking at it with loving interest, with care, and watching the conditions that bring it into being or that cause it to start to subside, then something really beautiful and organic happens in our systems. And slowly by slowly, as my friends in Africa say, slowly by slowly, it begins to settle. And the suffering in the mind transmutes then into wisdom. It transmutes, it transforms into wisdom. The means and the ends here are that wisdom tends to emerge when we're able to be simple, honest, settled back, relaxed within ourselves and in our lives. And being that way tends to have a lot, give a lot more space for wisdom to arise. So they work off of each other. And sometimes the way wisdom might first take form for someone, I know it did for me, was in a feeling of compassion and kindness. That's just another side of the coin, the other wing of the bird. You look at things one way and it's compassion, and you look at it the other way, it turns into wisdom. Wisdom has some qualities it doesn't tend to grasp. In fact, if it's grasping, you can pretty much tell it's not wisdom. It doesn't push away. And it doesn't tend to dig. It's more settled back, receptive, though there can be a clarion kind of cutting through. They call it Manjushri's sword in the other more recent traditions of Buddhism. There's this moment of clarity. That moment of lucidity. So I'm describing this in different forms so that you can recognize glimpses of it in your own experience. I'm confident each of you have had moments like this, either in your sits or in your life or both. It's a direct knowing in the moment, very simple. And it naturally arises out of these other qualities of the mind that I've been talking about today, that you've been exploring in your practice today. It naturally arises in moments of metta-level awareness, awareness that we're being aware, mindfulness. So trust this will develop in your mind, in your heart, in your practice. You're not immune. It will grow. And one of the best ways for it to increase is when those little glimpses happen, listen to them, trust them, take notice of them, and act on them. That is the most powerful conditioning that you can offer as an invitation for the return of any of these beautiful qualities: mindfulness, calm or tranquility, investigation, stability and settledness, interest, energy, wisdom, all of them. They all benefit from being nurtured, watered by appreciative interest, awareness. So the other piece, and I've talked about this many times, but I will be a broken record and repeat myself, is you can notice wisdom in daily life by noticing what's beneficial for yourself, for others, for self and others, and for all concerned, versus what's not beneficial for self, other, self and other, and all concerned. So, for the many moments of your life, any life, where the more receptive, like bolt through the blue, or the more receptive, settled back form of wisdom isn't available, that's kind of a formula you can use. The Buddha taught it to his 7-year-old son. I promise it works. But to let that guide you, like, oh, this is going to make things worse. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Or maybe I shouldn't give it a lot of energy. And we all have habit energy in our heart and mind. Sometimes it's decades old. Some Buddhists say it's lifetimes old. To respect that and respect watching that conditioning tumbling through and watching the results of it without blaming yourself, without toughing it out, without feeling like it's your fault. All of that helps to bring in that wisdom and naturally shift things. It's like the old habits can still be there, but while we're responsible for this moment, we're not responsible for the momentum of the ocean liner as it has come to be. We're responsible for how we show up right now. So notice the moment that you're able to step back and allow things just to move through. Notice the moment you're able to tune into these beautiful qualities of mind. The awareness, the lucidity, the contentment, the stability, the interest. One of the big ahas for me, fairly early in my practice, was that independent of anything coming up in my mind and heart, and it's not all pretty in there sometimes, right? For all of us, anything coming up, that the interest itself could bring a little hit of joy. Because it's so much better to see it than not to see it. And when it's beautiful, noticing it and appreciating it just magnifies the joy. So you can't lose, really, as long as you don't push away, grab on, or try to control it too much. Just notice what brings up more suffering, what brings more peace. When this arises, that arises. When that stops, this ceases. So, with those words in mind, I invite you back into meditation for a few minutes. Letting the words settle. Noticing how they are in your heart, any ripple effects in your heart, in your body, in your mind. And meeting that with kind awareness, appreciative interest. Now, tuning into your emotional center, your heart or your heart center, your whole core, wherever you identify the seat of your emotions. And generating, if it feels right, a sense of kindness and goodwill towards your fellow practitioners here today, towards all the good people who make this center possible. And include yourself. You're one of the practitioners here today. And sending good wishes, including all those in your good wishes. May we be happy. Healthy. Safe. May we be peaceful, easeful, and free. Allowing these wishes repeated in your mind as words or silent, to radiate outwards, including the being in your seat. Happy. Healthy. Safe. Peaceful. Easeful. And free. Trusting that you're receiving these good wishes from all of the rest of us, even as you're sending them. Now, turning your inner gaze outwards towards the people in your life, those who companion you on this life journey. Those you know well, maybe those you just casually encounter. And with the collective energy of all of us, wishing them well, happy, healthy, safe. Peaceful. Easeful. Pray. Now, letting go of any specific individuals and allowing your good wishes to radiate outwards in all directions, sending kindness, care, compassion above and below, around and everywhere to any beings that happened to be in its path. Happy. Healthy. Safe. Peaceful. Easeful and free. And then letting go of any intention to send metta upwards. Notice this mind and heart, and appreciate whatever's there with kindness, care. Appreciate the beauty of these intentions. May all beings everywhere be happy, healthy, safe, peaceful, and free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.